T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
These are all gender pronouns. And all of a sudden now we have to think about the pronouns that we use, how we describe ourselves, how we describe others. Hey, John.
Hi, Lynn. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
No, not bad. I'll make this quick. Okay. I don't know about the he, she, or it and the pronoun, but the only word I would use is it.
It?
That's all I could say.
Now, that's when you're talking about somebody else. You're not talking about yourself, I'm guessing.
Exactly.
So when you're not sure, you use it.
Exactly. I think it's ridiculous what's going on, but what are you going to do? I'm from the old school. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I was going to say, John, I'm guessing that a whole lot of folks are going to find that offensive when you use the word it.
But, oh, I know that. Okay. Anymore, you can't say anything about offending somebody.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying. It is confusing.
Yes, it is.
But I'm not sure that it is the solution. But I appreciate it, John. Thanks for your call.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
All right. So how do we figure all of this out? Well, it's definitely not easy. Chris Bryan is the marketing director for the Delta Foundation and joins us to try to sort this all out. And Chris, let me just start with, I mentioned I was at a meeting, and as people went around the room, they introduced themselves. They said their name, their title, and their preferred pronouns. Is this kind of the wave of the future?
It is. I think you're going to be seeing this more and more in meetings, in email signatures, as you mentioned earlier. And it's really just about being clear and not making assumptions. So one of the ways I used to describe this is if you and I had never spoken before and you heard you were going to talk to Chris Bryan from the Delta Foundation, would you think I was a man or a woman?
And see, that's interesting. Would I, Chris Bryan, would I think you were a man or a woman? And I'm just basing this on your name at that point?
Right.
See, if I was going to look at your name, I would think you were a male.
And that happens all the time, to me. And I've been in, you know, working for 35 years, and it's interesting the number of people who assume I'm a man. So one of the things that I've become very conscious of is people whose names aren't immediately what I probably have been trained or would assume are what I'll call female or male names. And there's lots of people who have different names like that in the world that you just, Tony is one of them.
Right.
Is it Tony with a Y? Is it Tony with an I? I mean, there's lots of kind of neutral gender names in the world. And so one of the things about pronouns is you don't want to assume, you don't want to make any assumptions. And so in my email signature line, it just says way underneath pronouns, she, her, and hers. So that way nobody knows when I sign an email, thanks, Chris, who they're dealing with, or if they're going to meet me for coffee somewhere or whatever. Now, we get into a little bit more complicated things because there are people out there who don't necessarily want to use what we'll call traditional gender pronouns of he, him, and his, and she, her, and hers, but rather would prefer to be referred to as they. And this is when it gets tricky, because if you're not around folks like this, it becomes hard. And you find yourself kind of constantly stumbling and worrying you're going to offend and all that kind of
thing.
But they, we actually use quite a lot. And I'll give you an example. If you're talking to somebody, your girlfriend, and you say, when I was at dinner, I saw this really attractive person. And then you would say to them, did you talk to them? And I said, no, I was embarrassed. So in that conversation, you have no idea if I'm referring to the photographer as a he, a him, a they, a we, an I, or them. So
right.
We use they a lot. We just don't catch ourselves paying attention to it.
So now rewind for me just a little bit, because we got into a big conversation in the office about this earlier today in anticipation of this conversation. So give me some insight into people who don't necessarily want to identify as male or female. Explain that thought process as best you can, because obviously you're not inside everyone's head.
Correct. Nor am I someone that I clearly identify as a female. So mm-hmm. it's difficult for me to put myself in those shoes. But mm-hmm. what I'll kind of, and for purposes of the folks that are listening, these are folks that present ambiguously or androgynously, or we used to call them tomboys.
Right.
Or people that, when you look at them at first, it's not immediately identifiable by the way that our brains have been trained that they would be a male or a female. So, and you know, I think about tomboys who don't want to wear skirts but are girls. Or, you know, I think about people who just dress differently, and sometimes it's not immediately clear which gender they're presenting as. I always used to laugh about, and Toys R Us is such a great example, because in Toys R Us, the toys were categorized as pink for girls and blue for boys.
Right.
Well, who said that who says?
Right.
Who said that boys can't play with toys in the pink aisles and girls can't play with toys in the blue aisles? So it's really just retraining your brain on what society has kind of told us is right or wrong. And I've used this phrase with you before, and I'm going to use it again. It's just because it's different doesn't make it bad.
And so when we talk about this, though, it does not necessarily mean or reflect a particular chosen sexual identification.
It does not. Gender identity is different than sexual orientation.
Okay, so I think that's where people get confused as well.
Right, so sexual orientation is who you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Gender identity is who you are inside. And some people wake up in the morning and decide, you know what, I'm going to wear jeans and flannel shirts, and I might have short hair and not wear earrings. And there are those people that when you're walking down the street, you think, I don't know if that's a boy or a girl.
Uh-huh,
and we've
uh-huh.
all had those conversations in
right.
restaurants. Is that a boy
right.
or is that a girl? And you know what I say to people? Who cares?
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Chris Brian, can you stick around? I feel like we need to continue this conversation. We got to take a quick break. Can you hang with us for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so grateful for that, because I feel like I have a lot of questions, and I always figure if I have questions, so do the listeners. So stick around. Chris Brian is the marketing director for the Delta Foundation. We've got a lot more to talk. We've got Chris Brian, the marketing director of the Delta Foundation, hanging on. Thanks so much for holding on, Chris. She's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. So, Chris, have you ever heard of a pronoun party?
No, that's a new one for me.
That's a new one. So, but that aside, one of the things that the caller mentioned, which I do think some of our listeners are kind of feeling like this is a heightened sensitivity, and I think a lot of people feel like this whole pronoun thing is just taking it too far. How do we communicate that for some people there is a sensitivity here?
I think this is, I don't know if it's as, this needs to be a big of a deal as it's sounding like it's being made. I think this is just a way to be respectful to people. And because I believe that people are good people and want to do the right thing and don't want to offend. And I definitely understand the challenges that the LGBT community has with the alphabets and the labels and the, I get that can be a struggle for folks, especially if they don't know anyone who identifies as a member of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple things. Is one, I would just challenge people to be just to be a little sensitive about it. Just mm-hmm. to be a little, just to think twice about if you hear a name that's a non-gender, just think about that they could be, you don't like Chris, like my name, but just think about it. I also would challenge people to get out of their box a little bit. You know, I had a friend tell me once that if all your friends look like you, you're not doing it right. And I think that sometimes as Pittsburghers, we've grown up here, we live here, we move back to the neighborhoods where we went to high school, we're raising our kids in the same neighborhoods. But I would challenge folks to get to know people who are different than they are, whether that's religion, socioeconomic, color of your skin, whatever, because this is how you're going to learn and you're going to understand, because you're going to be in a place where you can ask questions. And
yeah.
And that's how you're going to learn about the fact that there's people in this world that are different. Because if everybody looked the same and everybody felt the same and thought the same, it wouldn't be a very interesting place.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Chris, because I have had a deep voice since I was probably 12 years old. And so as a child, people would call the house, they would call my home, and they would say, Hello, son, is your father at home? And even now, when I call places of business, they say, I'm sorry, sir, how can I help you? So I get that part of it. And I often wonder, why do people just make that assumption that I'm a male? Why do they always just make that leap that I'm a male? So I do get that part of the conversation, for sure.
And I just think, I just think it's a respectful thing. Mm-hmm. You're going to see it happening more and more. And be in meetings more and more. And at first, it's going to feel really weird. Like you said, it felt really weird. You're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what my pronouns are. No one's ever asked me.
Mm-hmm.
The other challenge I would just say is learn people's names and call them by their name. Then you don't have to worry about the he, she, they, I, we pronouns. You just call them by, hey, Lynn, you know, how are you doing today? How was your weekend? And you don't have to. It's just a question of just thinking a little bit more that there's people who are different than you and I that think a little bit differently, and it's okay. And just because it's different, like I said, doesn't make it wrong. And you're going to see this more as a gentleman caller prior talked about his son, and in school you're going to see this happening more and more in schools and kids talking about it. And I'm going to tell you, kids don't really care. They just go with the flow, and I think it's the older generations that struggle with some different things that just they might not understand. So I just challenge people to just think about it, just be a little sensitive to it, and just try.
And last question before we let you go, Chris Bryan from the Delta Foundation. One of my other coworkers said, what's wrong with, when in doubt, just asking someone? Is there anything wrong with that?
Absolutely not. And that, again, might feel a little uncomfortable with folks. But when you introduce, you're going to see it, you're going to hear it happening more and more. But mm-hmm. you say, I'm sorry, what pronouns do you use? And I think it behooves folks that maybe you're not sure to be able to have the right response back. Because I know when you ask folks, most of the time they are thrilled that you're asking.
That you're asking.
And they're not offended.
Mm.
So there's definitely nothing wrong with asking.
All right. Perfect answer. Chris Bryan, thanks so much for joining us on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. You clarified a lot for us today. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.